Bringing Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, in our Ferguson.
He does not have a toupee.
And lighting gallery hotline, absolutely not. It's real. All real.
It's real, and they're spectacular.
I do need to get into the weight loss thing, but, you know.
What do you have to, like, 165?
Well, my eighth ab isn't as toned as I would like it to be.
Exactly.
Joe, Kevin Stallings, and you know Kevin, doesn't mince words with his team. One of the things he told them before the UT Martin game was, you might be ranked 15th, but you're overrated. And they pretty much lived up to what he said. They won the game just barely and didn't defend very well.
Yep, and the focus now is trying to get them to play defense the way he wants them to. And he even resorted to, if you remember, in the UT Martin game, that first couple of minutes of the second half, he benched the starters and played the second team and even a walk-on
Jamie
for the next 6 minutes and kind of sent a message to them that he just wasn't going to tolerate their lack of execution defensively. Now, it's kind of funny because I've talked to a lot of fans who say, oh, my gosh, you know, they're horrible defensively. They can't do this. They can't do that. They're really struggling, and that's true, but they're still 12-0. And all you got to do is ask Illinois about that. You know, Illinois lost to TSU yesterday. You know, these are some pretty good teams that have some talented players. And, you know, UT Martin had Lester Hudson, who was unbelievably good. One of the best offensive players that's come to town in a long time. And so it was nice to get the win, but you're right. He's trying to send a message that if defense doesn't improve, you know, he's going to make some changes. And I'll be curious to see what happens today. Iona is a team that doesn't really seem to have that, you know, that one offensive superstar. They're more of a team concept offensively. You know, they test you defensively by making you be patient, make you play a lot of defense for possession. So I'll be curious to see how they react to all that today.
And coached by Kevin Willard, who went to high school up the road in Bowling Green,
right?
Played for Western Kentucky and for Pittsburgh under his father. And I guess he's taken over. This is his first head coaching job, and I'll kind of be interested to see what Iona does.
Yeah, they're 5-8. Of course, they've played North Carolina. They've played Louisville. You know, as a former assistant under Rick, so he's got a lot of those kind of games behind them as well. But they've won 5 of the last 7, so they are playing much better basketball than they started the season with. And you know, but this is one of those games I still believe that is really all about how Vanderbilt plays, and the focus is going to be on defense. It is interesting; they shot 39% for the game the other day and scored 92 points.
Sort of a Rudy moment, although you know he probably deserves a little more credit than that, and that's Jamie Graham, a freshman walk-on from White's Creek, getting some minutes and earning more, according to Kevin.
And he probably will. You know, he brings a defensive intensity on the ball that they really like. Made some mistakes, but that was to be expected since he's only been playing for a couple of weeks. Hit the only shot he took, made the only free throw he took, and the crowd really got into it, you know, when he scored. So he became an early fan favorite in that regard. And I think he'll play again today. I think he's played himself to the point where he may be the 11th man in the rotation, but he's probably going to get some minutes, if for nothing else, because he is willing to get after you physically and defensively.
Melanie Balcom's Vanderbilt women's team, a tough one yesterday against Old Dominion. She said her team just wasn't tough enough against the Monarchs.
Yeah, kind of just the opposite. You know, it was one of those situations where they let them do what they wanted, let them go where they wanted to offensively, didn't get really physical on the boards, and lose 80-65. And I know Melanie's very frustrated with this team, and that they don't seem to have that attitude that you need these days in college basketball. I was thinking back to our game against UT Martin, and we talked a lot about it. Kevin was really upset. A.J. Ogilvie just got pounded through the course of that game. They hit him constantly. It reminded me somewhat, and maybe a small degree, of what Shaquille O'Neal used to deal with, that officials would just let everything go because, well, they figured he was so big he could handle it. I thought AJ was fouled almost every time he got hold of the basketball in that game, and to give him a lot of credit for playing through it and not getting overly frustrated about it, I didn't think he could do that. He really, really stuck with it. But you know, if they're going to let that stuff go all year long, you know, AJ's going to be beaten and bruised by the time we're done.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll visit with you again in a couple days, and it will be a 12 o'clock tip-off today for Vanderbilt and Iona pregame at 11.
Looking forward to it. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Joe.
You too, Joe. Thank you.